USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With the presidential campaign in its final days, both President Trump and former Vice President Biden are talking about their plans for dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at a rally Saturday in Flint, Michigan, Biden said he would push for a national mask mandate.
We're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan, a national mandate, mask wearing, social distancing, testing, tracing, all things, as President Obama just said, that should have and could have been put in place months and months ago.
While President Trump touted upcoming treatments and vaccines to battle the virus at a rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
And our vaccine will eradicate the virus and end the pandemic once and for all. Americans will return to school and to life. By slashing red tape and cutting bureaucracy, we're producing this vaccine in record time.
USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday a month-long national lockdown as COVID cases in the country have been increasing quickly. The lockdown will start on November 5th and run through December 2nd. In announcing the lockdown, Johnson said he did not make this decision lightly.
You know, I'm not going to pretend to you that these judgments aren't incredibly difficult. They are incredibly difficult. And we have to find the right balance and we have to change with the changing pattern of the virus. And alas, what we're seeing now is a pretty consistent surge, not just in this country, but across many of our friends and partners in Europe. So we have to deal with it.
The UK has been averaging at least 20,000 new coronavirus cases a day for the last week, with deaths rising to more than 46,000, the highest total in Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
U.S. Special Forces have rescued a kidnapped American citizen in Western Africa.
U.S. Special Forces rescued 27-year-old American Philip Walton from armed kidnappers in northern Nigeria Saturday. Walton was kidnapped Tuesday by AK-47 armed men at his home in Niger's Masalta village. His wife, younger daughter, and brother were left behind at the kidnapping scene. U.S. officials said no U.S. troops were hurt in the operation.
And it was something that had to get done because they were playing with American citizens. We can't let that happen.
A Niger diplomat said Walton is now at the U.S. ambassador's residency in Niamey. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tonight is the night that we fall back.
Daylight savings time ends this weekend, so set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m., or fall back before bed Saturday night. High-tech devices like our phones should reset the time automatically. Just don't forget that clock on the stove or in your car. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And another good tip. Use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. Your local fire department can help find new detectors if needed. And Clemson star quarterback Trevor Lawrence will miss another week of action after testing positive for COVID-19. Lawrence missed the Tigers' 34-28 win on Saturday over Boston College after testing positive for the virus on Wednesday. Lawrence will not be cleared in time for Clemson's top five matchup next Saturday with Notre Dame. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.